So Sharon, I happen to know that you are a huge fan of the musical Hamilton.
I am.
So how many times have you seen it live?
I've seen it 9 times live.
Wow.
Okay. That's in New York?
At first in New York. I mean, basically what happened the first time was that I was writing my previous book and I was really late with it. I was really stuck. I was very, very discouraged. And my thought, I'm embarrassed to admit, was it's my 10th book. Nobody cares what I have to say anymore. Just phone it in, you know, just like turn something in. And just then a friend took me to see Hamilton, and Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote it, of course, was still in it. He was playing Hamilton. And so I was sitting there in the theater staring at him thinking, you wrote this? Like, this came out of your brain, you know? Like, and I thought, you can never compromise, can never, like, do anything half-hearted. You have to put absolutely everything you've got into whatever you're creating it. And the friend who brought me teases me. He said, and then I said, do you want to go out to dinner? And you said, I have to go home and write.
Even you talking about it, I'm like remembering it.
Me too.
Crazy. Okay, so we get it. You've seen it. You know the material. But by Lin-Manuel Miranda's own admission, he took quite a few artistic liberties. So in this game, we're going to play you a clip from the original Hamilton cast soundtrack. And all you have to do is tell us if what you heard is historically accurate or if the information is not accurate. So we're saying Hamill true or Hamill false.
I'll try.
Yeah, okay. Here's your first clip. This is Angelica Schuyler in the song Satisfied.
Number one. I'm a girl in a world in which my only job is to marry rich. My father has no son, so I'm the one who has to social climb.
So that is her only job is to marry rich. My father has no son, so I'm the one who has to social climb for one. Is that true or false?
That's false. Because, well, she was already married when they met. I knew that.
That is absolutely correct. And also, Philip had 15 children.
Sons amongst them.
Yeah. But I guess the song's a less catchy when it's Angelica, Eliza, Peggy, and John, and Cornelia, and Philip.
Yeah, they can't have all 15 of them. Yeah, that would be a lot. All right, here's your next one. This is King George in I Know Him.
John Adams? I know him. That can't be. That's that little guy who spoke to me all those years ago. What was it? 85. That poor man, they're going to eat him alive. Oceans rise.
I have no idea if they ever actually met. I'll say false.
They did actually meet.
They did. Okay, that was wrong.
In 1785. The year was correct. And also, at 5'7", he was one of the shortest U.S. presidents.
All right.
All right, this is from when Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr meet in the song Aaron Burr, Sir.
Sir, I heard your name at Princeton. I was seeking an accelerated course of study. When I got sort of out of sorts with a buddy of yours, I may have punched him. It's a blur. Sir, he handles the financials.
You punched the bursar.
I believe that he never punched the bursar, in fact.
Correct. Hamilton had some disagreements with the president of Princeton, but he never punched him or the bursar. And Lin-Manuel Miranda's excuse is that he liked the bursar pun. Are you a wordplay person yourself?
Well, I'm in awe of it. And every once in a while, I think, oh, that would be an amazing thing to do, you know, to Lin-Manuel Miranda's group, Freestyle Love Supreme, has an academy where you actually can learn, you know, improv and rhyme. Yeah. And I don't think I can, but I would love to.
It looks like a magic trick.
It's just practice.
That's
just
practice. True. 8 to 12 minutes a day.
That's like, it. Like, yeah, you could
Broadway,
change.
Right. Here I come.
Yeah.
All right, here's your next clip.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's the 10 dual commandments. All right, is that true or false?
I think there were more. There were more rules or regs for dueling, not just 10.
That is correct. There actually was a list of dueling rules called the Code Duello.
And I believe one of them is no singing.
No rhyming.
No yes, rhyming. You did amazing. That was fantastic. Yep. You won.
Thank you.
Sharon Salisbury's latest book is called Real Change, Mindfulness to Heal Ourselves and the World. Thank you so much for joining us and helping us.
Thank you so much for having me.
After the break, comedians Dwayne Perkins and Asia Lachey Bullock will join us to critique the wardrobe choices of corporate mascots. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.